John Perry, please.
Just a moment.
Sure.
Hello.
Yes, John. Hi. You're the president of McGregor Probus Club, is that correct?
Correct.
Great. Well, Mr. John, we have an idea for you that will guarantee up to 40 to 60% of your members' trip away. My name is Ethan with Australian Scapes. We're currently setting up Probus Travel Clubs, giving their members access to much more affordable trip option. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can verify this information with Monica. My purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions. We could understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll send you some information to show others at your branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have questions. Will that be okay?
Well, I don't know. I guess so.
Great. Well, Mr. Perry, we're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I said, is to save up to 40 to 60% of your away trips and day tours. The members are actually paying too much. We've done a few comparisons with Trade Travels. One of the trips there that are listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, charging around $4,800 per couple, and we could do the similar trip for $800 per person. This is a similar experience, all top quality. Ours is more independent and affordable style of travel. If you don't mind, I would like to ask you a few questions. These are more of a service style question, and I'll be very quick. And also, if you don't mind, can I record this call for training purpose as well?
I guess so. I'm not the person who actually you would speak to in normal regard, but I am currently the president, so I guess I'll take the information, but I will ask you to email it to us as well.
Oh, yes, I will definitely do that. I understand that you guys have a committee meeting coming up. We just wanted to get some ideas from your point of view, from the current president, and that will help us and help the club as well. In your opinion, John, when you're on the members who'd like to get away, are they more interested in affordable, short-range, say, three to five nights within a few hours of drive, or they are more interested in doing longer trips within 10 days or more, or a day trip?
Well, a combination of all three, to be honest with you.
Oh, all right.
Depending on the cost. I mean, you know, that's always a major consideration. And I mean, being seniors, we're older people, and naturally we still all have family to consider. I mean, so, you know, I mean, we might be seniors and we might be retired, but we're busy people.
And definitely, totally understand that. And looking at this year, John, do you have any trips planned out at all for this year, or?
Do we personally or the club?
The club.
The club, only short things. I mean, there's nothing specifically on hand this 5 minutes, no.
Oh, okay, so there are no travel plan for this year?
Not at the moment.
Oh, no problem.
Because the reason is that Probus Clubs all change committees in March.
Right. Well, just wanted to get some basic ideas of your experience with the club. Approximately how many members do you have who usually likes to get away occasionally on travel?
Everybody does. So around about 60 to 65.
Around 60 to 65. That is a very great number of members that likes to travel away. Well, you mentioned that you don't have any travel planned for this year. Where have you members have visited in the past? Do you have any location you could name a few, one or two?
People go everywhere. We go overseas, Tasmania, New Zealand, internally. I mean, you get places like Bellingen and Coffs Harbour and Floreard in Canberra, that kind of thing. Rockhampton we did last year. Longreach, that kind of thing.
Mm. And where have you members have interested in interested in visiting in the future? Any places comes in mind?
Well, those same ones again. I mean, essentially, it depends on whether you've been there or whether you haven't.
Okay. I totally understood. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future, this includes short-range trips, self-guided trips via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 3 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least one or two group dinners. This type of trips can be done for 40% to 60% off than trade travel tours, saving you a lot of money. And this is more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, do you feel that some of the members might be open on doing smaller trips if it's much more affordable in the future?
Naturally.
Natural,
It
correct.
goes without saying.
All right. Our research with Provis in regarding trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what members really want. How do you currently find out what members are interested in doing?
Well, we have an outings officer, and that and she comes up with the trips. And I mean, generally, you get those from the various areas, like as you said, trade travel, the Probian magazine, and that kind of thing. I mean, naturally, the weekend newspapers. So yes, we do those.
And I'm sure you guys also meant discuss at meetings as well.
Yes, of course.
Okay, right. Well, working out travel style that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. Have you ever done a professional email survey of your members to find out more about what type of trips they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
Not particularly, but I mean, we get up in the front of the meeting every month and we talk about that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I just want to point this out. An email survey is an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. And the advantage to you is it is an easy way to get an accurate input to help you plan out the trips. And the real value, of course, is it makes the whole process a lot easier, a lot less time consuming for you. And these are generally done anonymously. The survey is approved by you in advance and you send it. We just collate the response and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any names or any other information. So in your opinion, do you feel an email survey might be an advantage to you or to your club?
Potentially,
All right.
potentially. But I mean, I would not send you any emails or anybody else any emails until we talked about that, because I mean, everybody is
Definitely.
jealous of maintaining their anonymity, of course. I mean, the last thing we're going to do is give out any emails.
Right. No, that's totally understandable. From what you already know, as a president of the club, about what your members want in regarding travel, on a scale 1 to 10, being 10 being the highest, how important are the following? Affordability scale 1 to 10, I believe that is very high in your to your members.
Yes.
Uh, value for money, I believe that is the number
Of course.
10.
Yes.
And for flexible travel options to suit different budget on a scale 1 to 10, I believe that will be important as well.
Yes.
All right. What other factors, if any, are important to you or to your members? Do anything comes in mind that might be important to your members or to yourself?
No, I think that sort of pretty well covers it, to be honest with you. I mean, that's generally around about the things that you've said or what most people are interested in. I mean, obviously at our age, many people have traveled throughout the world, and
Okay.
it's a matter of then sort of finding something that you want to do. I mean,
Right.
many people have been on the same trip but have gone, say, to Russia, whereas they've gone to maybe Moscow, but they've
Oh,
been to
okay.
St. Petersburg as well and that kind of thing. So, that's obvious. I mean, it's just,
Yeah.
I mean, we've been to Norfolk Island several times and we'd go again. We love Norfolk Island.
Okay.
So, anyway.
No, that totally makes sense, John. Well, John, I see from your committee members on your listed on your website that you have a person in charge of travel arrangement. Is that still Miss Margaret?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Well, organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. In your opinion, John, what do you feel you or your travel organizer need to help you with the most? How can we be your assistant really be needing helping with everything, save you time, communicating with members? How can we be more useful for you and your members?
Well, I put it this way. Like I said, yeah. there's no way that we would give out information like that. It
Understood.
Would be at our choice to whether or not we continued, you know, with anything to do with this conversation. But
right.
You know, I by all means talk to Margaret. I mean, I don't really see an issue. You can say the fact that you spoke to me and I recommended that you did, or you know, you can just send her an email and go from there.
Oh, I will definitely try to get into contact with her. I just wanted to get some point of view from you, your perspective. Right. Mr. John, this is the last question. We'd like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know how we can save your members up to 40 to 60% of all types of domestic and international travel, making it a lot more easier. I know that Provis has been dealing with trade travel for years. Would you or your club would be more interested in shopping around and maybe talking to companies such as us if we could save you 40 to 60% of your upcoming trips? Would you be willing to receive a proposal from us?
Yeah, we'd be willing to, of course. I mean, you know, you got to be crazy if you don't. I mean, who knows? But yes, obviously, like, you know, by all means put a proposal forward, but it's entirely up to
right.
Ourselves as to whether or not, you know, we go any further with that. But it doesn't do any harm to do that.
Oh, no, definitely. Thank you for that understanding, Mr. John. Well, that actually completes our survey, Mr. John. We have previously sent an information package in email. I'm not sure if you have received it. By any chance, would you mind sharing your email so I could go ahead and send you the relevant information regarding the travel plans you have mentioned?
My email is Bigster, Bigster, 99@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. It's Bigster,
99
@yahoo.com. Well,
if you do that, then yeah. As I said, I can share that with Margaret or whatever. If you have the information as to who we are, you should actually have had that email, but anyway.
I'm just verifying the email, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
Well, Mr. John, we're the first, just want to mention, we're actually the first biggest travel club in Australia, and we're giving each Provis club a special 2-year free trial, so you can access the discount and try us out, because it does take a shop around. And this is a quite significant step for Provis, because it means you're getting a free access to a wholesale travel pricing and a wide range of options. This price is very much lower than what your club members are used to paying. I'll go ahead and send this information to our travel coordinator, and they'll be sending you an email shortly. And if you don't mind, maybe contact Ms. Margaret or you sometime next week, do a follow-up. Will that be okay?
Well, you know, send me the information and we'll go from there, okay?
I will go ahead and do that. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.